Hello, and welcome back to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics in the whole specification, exchange and transport in animals. We're talking about how your body moves oxygen, nutrients, and waste products around. And trust me, once you understand this, a whole chunk of the exam becomes much more manageable. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover the key concepts you absolutely need to know, walk through the exam tips that can make the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 7, do a quickfire quiz to test your recall, and finish with a punchy summary you can take away. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the big picture. The human body is made up of billions of cells, and every single one of them needs a constant supply of oxygen and glucose to respire, and a way to get rid of waste, products like carbon dioxide and urea. The problem is, most cells are nowhere near the surface where exchange with the environment can happen. That's why we have two major systems working together, the gas exchange system in the lungs and the circulatory system to transport everything around the body. First, let's talk about gas exchange. Your lungs are perfectly adapted for one job, getting oxygen into the blood and carbon dioxide out. The key structures here are the alveoli, tiny air sacs at the end of the bronchioles. There are around 300 million of them in your lungs, giving an enormous surface area of about 70 square meters. That's roughly the size of a tennis court. Each alveolus has a wall that is just one cell thick, and it's surrounded by a dense network of capillaries, also just one cell thick. This means the diffusion distance is incredibly short. Diffusion is the process by which gases move from an area of high concentration to an area of low concentration. Oxygen diffuses from the alveolus, where its concentration is high after you've breathed in, into the blood, where its concentration is lower because the cells have been using it up. Carbon dioxide does the opposite. It diffuses from the blood, where it's been produced by respiration, into the alveolus, and then you breathe it out. The moist lining of the alveolus also helps gases dissolve, making diffusion even more efficient. Now, the features that make alveoli so good at gas exchange can be remembered with the acronym MASS, moist lining, large surface area, short diffusion distance, and good blood supply. Examiners love asking you to explain how alveoli are adapted for gas exchange. If you use MASS and explain each point, you'll be picking up marks every time. Right, now let's move on to the circulatory system. Humans have what's called a double circulatory system. This means the blood passes through the heart twice for every complete circuit of the body. The first circuit is the pulmonary circulation. Blood goes from the right side of the heart to the lungs to pick up oxygen and comes back to the left side of the heart. The second circuit is the systemic circulation. Blood goes from the left side of the heart to all the organs and tissues of the body, delivers oxygen and nutrients, picks up carbon dioxide and waste, and returns to the right side of the heart. Why is a double circulation better than a single one? Because it allows the blood to be repressurized after it returns from the lungs, which means it can be pumped to the rest of the body at high pressure. That's crucial for getting blood all the way to your extremities quickly. Now, the heart itself. The heart is a muscular pump divided into four chambers, two atria at the top, and two ventricles at the bottom. The right atrium receives deoxygenated blood from the body via the vena cava. It passes through the tricuspid valve into the right ventricle, which pumps it to the lungs via the pulmonary artery. Oxygenated blood returns from the lungs via the pulmonary vein into the left atrium, passes through the bicuspid valve into the left ventricle, which has the thickest wall of all four chambers, and is then pumped out to the whole body via the aorta. A really common exam question asks why the left ventricle wall is thicker than the right. The answer is that it needs to generate much higher pressure to pump blood all the way around the body, whereas the right ventricle only needs to pump blood the short distance to the lungs. The valves, tricuspid, bicuspid, and semilunar, are there to prevent backflow of blood. They open when the pressure in front of them is higher and close when pressure behind them rises. Examiners often ask you to explain how valves work in terms of pressure differences, so make sure you're comfortable with that. Let's quickly cover the three types of blood vessel. Arteries carry blood away from the heart. Remember, A for away, A for artery. They have thick, muscular, elastic walls to withstand the high pressure of blood being pumped from the heart. Veins carry blood back to the heart. They have thinner walls and larger lumens, and they contain valves to prevent backflow because the blood pressure in veins is much lower. Capillaries are the tiny vessels that connect arteries to veins. Their walls are just one cell thick, which allows substances to diffuse in and out easily. This is where the actual exchange of oxygen, carbon dioxide, glucose, and urea happens between the blood and the body's cells. Finally, a word on blood itself. Blood is a tissue made up of four components. Red blood cells carry oxygen. They're packed with hemoglobin, which binds to oxygen in the lungs to form oxyhemoglobin and releases it in the tissues. They have no nucleus, which gives more space for hemoglobin, and their biconcave disc shape gives a large surface area for diffusion. White blood cells are part of the immune system. Platelets are cell fragments that help with blood clotting. And plasma is the liquid component that carries dissolved substances like glucose, amino acids, carbon dioxide, urea, hormones, and antibodies. Right, let's talk exam technique. This topic comes up in almost every paper, so getting these tips right is really worth your time. Tip 1. Always use the word diffusion when explaining gas exchange, and always link it to concentration gradients. Don't just say oxygen moves into the blood. Say oxygen diffuses from the alveolus into the blood down a concentration gradient. That's the difference between 1 mark and 2 marks. Tip 2. When asked to explain an adaptation, always give the feature and explain how it helps. For example, don't just write, alveoli have a large surface area. Write, alveoli have a large surface area, which increases the rate of diffusion because more molecules can cross the membrane at the same time. Feature plus function equals full marks. Tip 3, the most common mistake candidates make is confusing the pulmonary artery and the pulmonary vein. Remember, the pulmonary artery carries deoxygenated blood to the lungs, even though arteries usually carry oxygenated blood. The pulmonary vein carries oxygenated blood from the lungs. This trips up so many students say it out loud. Pulmonary artery to the lungs, pulmonary vein from the lungs. Tip 4, for 6 mark questions on the circulatory system, structure your answer using the journey of blood. Start at the vena cava, go through the right atrium, right ventricle, pulmonary artery, lungs, pulmonary vein, left atrium, left ventricle, aorta, and body. If you trace the journey in order, you won't miss any steps and you'll naturally hit all the marking points. Tip 5, don't forget coronary arteries. These supply the heart muscle itself with oxygen and glucose. Blockage of coronary arteries causes a heart attack. This links to cardiovascular disease, which is a non-communicable disease, and may come up in an evaluate question about lifestyle factors and treatments. Okay, time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the name of the blood vessel that carries oxygenated blood from the lungs to the heart? The pulmonary vein. Question 2. What feature of red blood cells allows them to carry oxygen? Hemoglobin. Question 3. Name 2 features of alveoli that make them adapted for gas exchange. Large surface area and walls, 1 cell thick, or moist lining, or good blood supply. Question 4. Why does the left ventricle have a thicker wall than the right ventricle? Because it needs to generate higher pressure to pump blood around the whole body. Question 5. What type of blood vessel has valves to prevent backflow? Veins. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review that section before your exam. Right, let's bring it all together. The 5 things you absolutely must know for this topic are 1, the features of alveoli and how they maximize gas exchange by diffusion. 2, the structure of the heart and the names and functions of all 4 chambers, the valves, and the major blood vessels. 3, the difference between pulmonary and systemic circulation in the double circulatory system. 4, the differences between arteries, veins, and capillaries, structure linked to function. And 5, the components of blood and the role of each one. Use the mnemonic MASS for alveoli adaptations. Trace the journey of blood for heart questions. And always link structure to function in your answers. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers. And remember, every mark you understand is a mark you can earn. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.